Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad in Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by top London, no, radio DJ and certified Japan bar, Mr. Pete Dawson. Just realised you're not a top London radio DJ. Inevitably, that was going to happen.
Top ex-London radio DJ.
Top retired London radio DJ
retired.
And certified Japan farm, Mr. Pete Donaldson.
I'm not sure I need that retired in there, but
retired.
Yeah. Well, retired.
He's retired.
Retired.
How you doing, Pete?
I'm good, man. Donaldson 2020, this is going to be my year. I'm going to reach to higher ground and sink to higher depths.
Donaldson
lower depths.
2020. Mm. Sounds like a horror film. Awful. Awful.
Oh, I got the burps there. Terrible. Sorry, everybody. I couldn't speak.
Terrible. And that is why he's a retired radio DJ.
Exactly, couldn't stop burping.
Left his day.
That was the last thing I did actually on Absolute Radio live. I've never done a burp on air, and that was the last thing I did.
Walk out.
Yeah, I just did a burp and then went.
Walk out in style.
Yeah, see you later.
Terrible. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is the second week of 2020.
Mm.
I have still not made my resolutions up, or I haven't really got a road plan for 2020.
Right.
And that's what this podcast is going to be about today. We're going to get thinking about what we want to do this year. I get excited at the start of the year, particularly in January, and then by February I've given up and it's all downhill. But for this month, I'm excited because I feel like I can do anything I want. I can have adventures. I can plan it out. I can write down a bit of paper and then it can come true.
Yeah.
It's magic, isn't it?
I just find that the gyms are much busier.
Everyone goes, I was going to start a gym. I'm still in.
You're going to start a gym?
I'm going to start the gym. I'm going to start my own gym.
Yeah.
I brought in a gym.
Get in my garage.
Oh, God. I'm still in the UK, but when I get back to Japan, getting to a gym is on my hit list.
Right, okay.
Because it's very cold and very snowy up in North Japan, and so you can't really go outside and do exercise. The only solution is go to a gym, or just not do a gym and get fat.
Just get one of those little Wii Fit things you can get for your Switch, you know, the big
Wii
rings.
Fit.
You know, the Ring Fit Adventures. I bought one of them and used it once. Exactly just once, though.
Can you
awful.
Get fit playing a Wii Fit?
I must admit, you know, I got the gym every now and again and I was exhausted by the end of that. I was like lying on the floor going, why am I doing this to myself? It's incredible.
that just says something more about your general level of fitness.
It really
than
does.
The
it really
amazingness
does.
Of Wii Fit.
Never mind.
Fit.
Mm.
So, yeah, we both come today here. I've got six things I want to do in 2020. Mm. Pete's got six things. We're going to list them off and have a think yourself about what you want to do in 2020.
Yeah.
And send in your
Doesn't necessarily
ideas.
Have to be gym related or Japan
have to be
related,
gym related,
but it probably helps if it is.
Well, all of my things are Japan related.
Right.
But let's start with you, Mr. Donaldson. What's the first thing you want to do in 2020?
I would like to visit the mystical lands of the rising sun. Never been before.
What?
I've not even got that much of an interest in it, but I just want to go to Japan. Chris, fancy a bit of that caper?
The bar is pretty low.
Yeah,
clearly only one of us has come prepared to this podcast full of dreams.
Well, that's what I'm going to be doing. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Japan. I'm going to have a lovely time with my boy Chris. So have a bit of that.
Well, first one on my list involves you coming to Japan.
Yeah, okay.
To the Sapporo Snow Festival.
Hang on. So I come up with an amazing idea that I'm going to come to Japan, and then you're stealing it immediately and taking
more
it as one
specific.
Of your one.
All if right, you were listening fine. 2 weeks ago, ladies and gentlemen, I did reveal that I'm going to go to the Sapporo Snow Festival, the iconic festival where people roll around in some snow.
Do they
Sapporo.
Actually roll around in snow?
I don't know. I've never been. It's my first time. I've heard lots of great things about it, and everyone always raves about it. So I've been wanting to go for 7 years now, so this is my first time. And I'm going with Natsuki. We're going to make a video. And it turns out Pete Donaldson the man of the moment, is going to be in Japan that week as well.
Can I hold a camera and throw snowballs at you while you're trying to be sensible?
Our bespoke cameraman. Our questionably good cameraman.
I'm the Dolly Zoom master.
Can't wait for that. What could possibly go wrong? But no, the Sapporo Snow Festival, they make these amazing ice sculptures.
Right.
Like, there's like a giant snow castle. I saw that.
Wow. Can you get in and stay? Airbnb
yeah,
style?
Climb up. Climb up it. Go and Google that. Sapporo Snow Festival.
Right.
It's supposed to be amazing. If you've been, though, any of you guys have been, if you're listening in, let us know if it is good or not.
Mm.
What was the highlight of your trip to Sapporo Snow Festival? I find it is generally pretty popular with foreigners, even though Sapporo is the most northern major city in Japan.
Mm.
It's really easy to get to from Tokyo. It's like the busiest flight path in the world, actually.
Is it?
Or one of them, yeah. It was
right.
For the,
up there with Jeju to Seoul.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's like one of the busiest flight routes from Tokyo to Sapporo.
Because that train is still a little bit too long, isn't it, between Tokyo and Sapporo?
Well, there isn't a train. The train goes to Hakodate.
Oh.
Hakodate is the city in the south of the island of Hokkaido. And then from there, you've got a drive.
Why doesn't it go straight up? Why doesn't the train go
They're
straight up?
They're building it. Patience.
TikTok, lads.
It costs like $50 billion to build that.
TikTok.
We don't even have one bullet train in the UK. And they've got like hundreds. But that's my plan. Sapporo Snow Festival, number one. What's your second thing, Pete?
I want to buy what can only be described as a oyster meat cushion.
What?
It's a cushion, right?
What?
It's a cushion that's shaped like an oyster.
It's a cushion shaped like an oyster.
You know, like when you open an oyster, it's just there with maybe a little pearl in there. Obviously, you're not going to be eating the pearl. But yeah, you can buy like a little huggable plush oyster that's about the size of a baby. Come on.
Where did you discover this?
On a Japanese interest website.
So it's a Japanese oyster pillow.
It looks like a bad... If you've got two of them on a sofa, it just looks like you've put two bad eggs. It just looks like two bad yolks and an egg.
Right.
So yeah, it's got a dark soft fringe to match its toned down colours. It's actually quite feng shui. So yeah, it's good, man.
This is the weirdest conversation.
I want an oyster.
Oyster pillow. Why am I not surprised?
I want to sleep. You know, oysters are very soft.
Yes.
Just imagine just putting your head on an oyster. It's like a little mermaid.
No, I want. What? I want a Christmas present. Still waiting on my Christmas present. I gave you a Pac-Man retro video
game. Come on.
I've got nothing.
Get with it.
Where's my oyster pillow?
Grow up.
All right, second thing on my hit list.
Yeah.
I want to make Natsuki famous. In a way.
Famous.
Proper famous.
Not infamous, like, you know.
Well, he's already kind of infamous.
Running around a crowded station screaming.
That's probably the not a good kind of fame to have.
No, probably not. No,
I want to do something. I want to, you know, I've been telling Natsuki for years, yeah, we'll make you famous, we'll do it. Natsuki the movie went down quite well. Obviously, it brought us together.
Mm, it did, yeah.
Was quite lucky. But yeah, it never really made him famous.
Mm.
It was watched by like 750,000 people. But I don't know, we need to do something really special with Natsuki. I'm trying to work out what it is. I'm thinking of doing like either another movie or something where he travels around the world, like a Japanese a fish out of water kind of scenario where he travels around the world doing stuff. But
I got an idea for a movie and it goes like this. Check it out. It's about a boy who gets his finger caught in a bottle of Mr. Pibbs.
And that's the plot.
That's the plot. And Natsuki gets his hand caught in a bottle of Mr. Pibbs. Is that a drink or a crisps? It sounds like crisps.
I have not a clue, mate. But that is my goal. If you have any ideas, ladies and gentlemen, how to make Natsuki famous,
right?
You know where to send it.
Yeah.
JapanPodcast@gmail.com. Pete, how can we make Natsuki famous?
I think we should make him into an idol. Like
an
make
idol.
Him into like get him into like the hosting business.
I don't think
he'd
be very
amazing
good.
At like lighting cigarettes.
I have to.
He's got card tricks in him. He's got.
He has got card
he's got,
tricks.
He's got little.
He's magic. He can do a Chupa Chups lollipop.
Chupa
Chups
lollipop magic trick.
Yeah.
That's cushy. In his little bar. So, yeah.
We will get him the fame he deserves. Right. What's the third thing on your hit list this year, Mr. Donson?
Well, I mean, mine was going to be going to Japan, but I do want to try when I'm in there. Shibuya has got a beef katsu sandwich.
Oh, the Wagyu sandwich.
It's a Wagyu sandwich.
Yes.
That is.
Is it like $100?
Yeah, it's quite expensive.
It looks good.
Carniceria, but it's only good for half an hour, so they've got to cook them really, really quickly. But it looks so, so nice. Lawland, I think the place is called.
Lawland.
And it just looks so nice. I think they're constantly sold out because they're so...
Yeah, I know Shibuya's had a bit of an overhaul recently because of the upcoming Olympics.
Mm.
They spent billions on like three massive new skyscrapers and shopping malls. And we talked about the new Pokemon Nintendo shop, right?
Yes.
That opened up there. But yeah, there's this Wagyu sandwich, which looks rather decadent.
It does look really good.
Juicy and wonderful.
I think the problem with like Japanese, really busy Japanese squares is that you're not really sure. You might want a Wagyu, bit of Wagyu beef, or you might want some really good ramen. But there's so many tourist traps, it's really hard to find somewhere that actually does the proper stuff. But that Wagyu sandwich, just simply because of its price,
how much is
looks
it?
Looks nice.
How much was it?
I think it's about $100.
$100?
$100, yeah.
For a sandwich.
Pretty, you got everything within 30 minutes. Oh, no, tell a lie. It's only $13.
Okay.
It's suddenly, only available until 1 p.m.
Suddenly got a lot less impressive. So it's a Wagyu sandwich and it's $13, it can't be like A5 Wagyu.
Never mind.
But the photos of it do look really good. And I have seen like $100 Wagyu sandwiches around Tokyo. I've been meaning to try it. Thought it'd be quite a good one to stick in a video. Big views.
Big Wagyu views,
sandwich.
Baby.
Wagyu sandwich. That's a good one, though. My third thing on my list is to go to Nagasaki.
Have you never been to Nagasaki?
I've never been to Nagasaki. Whoa. Have you been?
I have been, yeah, briefly. There was a big, it's a big statue in the Peace Park, and one finger of the statue is pointing to the sky, and the other finger is pointing east, I think. And there's a really arrogant little nameplate on the bottom of the statue saying, this is actually an excellent work of art, and it's a quote from the artist himself. It's like really, really cocky. It's not for you to say, mate.
My art's
not
good
for you to say.
Like my art.
But it's very impressive.
Well, I want to go there just because it's one of the few cities I haven't been to. It looks kind of different.
Yeah.
It's like quite a unique city.
Yeah.
And there's a few things near that I want to visit. Like
I was going to say it's very flat, but obviously it's very flat because it was raised to the fucking ground. Yeah.
Well, it's in a valley, jeez. I think, isn't it? And actually, because it is in a valley surrounded by mountains, it stopped when the atomic bomb went off. It stopped it from kind of spreading out across the area. But I'm going to go, I think there's a Dutch, is it a Dutch theme park or a Portuguese theme park? I think it's a Dutch theme park.
I thought you said a Dutch steam park, which sounds like a... It sounds like a sex move or something. I'm going to give him the old Dutch steam park.
God. No, because, you know, the Dutch turned up in Japan.
With the big trousers.
400 years
full of cheese.
Ago and brought loads of knowledge with them. And they got a theme park there.
The Catherine
land.
Wheel and the roller coaster.
It's going to be a magic experience. But no, they've also got a town nearby called Hirado. And that's where the... all the early missionaries and folks lived when they went to visit Japan. Like the first British folks that went to live in Japan were based there near Nagasaki.
Exciting.
Colorado. So I'd like to go there and have a look
around. Kyushu's like very... I'd like to have seen more of that in June, but I was on a bit of a time. You're always on a bit of a time.
Well, yeah, I only cycled through it briefly on Journey Across Japan, but I thought, I'd like to come back here. It's got a very rich history.
Mm.
In terms of history, it's got one of the most exciting histories in Japan because it's quite international, right?
Yeah.
All the foreign powers, when they first came to Japan, they came through Kyushu.
Right.
So, lovely history.
What's Kitakyushu like?
Kitakyushu? Rubbish. No, it's all right.
It's all right.
It was known for Kitakyushu is a really big city in between Fukuoka and Hiroshima. It's on the island of Kyushu, unsurprisingly. Yeah. But it was known for being really shady and full of crime because there was lots of Yakuza there.
Right.
Having a crackdown on it recently to try and reform its image. Actually, it was all right. When I was there, we cycled through it on Journey Across Japan. I cut the episode out because there wasn't really much going on. It was a bit boring.
You weren't feeling it.
Wasn't feeling it. But it is all right.
Cool.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. But fourth thing on your list.
The fourth thing on my list is...
2020.
I've been reading about these DIY funeral sets. It's Chris.
What?
I just want to prepare myself for the inevitable. What? And it is the inevitable. There's a DIY funeral set you can buy at a funeral services company based in Nagano. Nagano.
DIY what?
You get, for a bit of money, you get a wooden coffin, a fold-open window to show the face of the deceased, as well as a pillow, mattress and blanket, an urn for ashes, a silver-accented box to hold the bones left over after cremation, as well as three... Furoshiki wrapping cloths, and there's also a handbook that explains how to perform the ceremony's rites to put the soul of the departed at ease. $240, it's not too bad.
That's pretty reasonably priced.
Decent, isn't it?
Are you planning to die next year?
The way I'm going, Chris, the way I'm going, bury me in one of those, baby.
After a few Wagyu sandwiches, cholesterol levels are going to go through the roof.
Imagine if you just ate that every meal. Amazing.
Wagyu sandwiches.
Wagyu sandwiches.
$240 coffee.
Wagyu sandwiches.
That is a rather
decent,
ominous
delicious.
Addition to your list.
It is a little bit, isn't it? Yeah. Wagyu sandwiches.
What was it called again, this set?
It's just a big funeral set you can buy.
A funeral set.
Yeah, just a funeral set. Tsubasa, which is Wing, isn't it?
How did you find this funeral set?
Just a funerary service company based in Nagano Prefecture. Again, the same way I found the beef sandwich.
Right.
But I wanted to buy a kit from Nagano.
Right.
Tsubasa.
Can take that back with you on the plane back to London. A Japanese funeral set.
Yeah.
Some omiyage, souvenirs for friends and family.
Yeah. Coffin for everyone.
Coffin for
you
all.
Get a coffin. You get a coffin. Start with your mum and dad.
And you get a leftover Wagyu sandwich. Fourth thing on my list.
Mm.
So you've actually got... I've got relatively normal things compared
yeah.
to you. Your
what were you expecting exactly, Chris?
Well,
what exactly
yeah,
were you
true.
Expecting, mate?
You're not a particularly
normal
standard
individual.
fourth thing on my list, make a road trip series.
Yeah, okay.
Make a road trip series. Because I
fancy doing it on a bike, mate.
Let's never speak of bikes again. no, I'm done with bikes.
Right. I enjoyed your acting in your bike roundup, your Journey Across Japan roundup video.
Yeah.
Your acting in the bicycle receptacle, the car park. The bike park, just going, oh my God, there's bikes everywhere.
Exactly,
it's very enjoyable. Excellent.
Exactly what I said.
Excellent acting.
Yes, yeah, so I made the last episode about a month ago now for Journey Across Japan, the epilogue. I talked about if it was worth it or not. Not even I really know if it was worth it. But yeah, the conclusion was, let's never speak of making a series about bicycles again.
Come on.
I love bicycles and cycling, but I'm not going to film it again.
Anymore.
But a road trip series.
Yeah.
The possibilities are limitless.
Just stick on the old dash cam.
Yeah, it'd be magic. You could do that.
Romeo done.
We'll start
Romeo
with Sapporo. Done. We'll drive across Hokkaido in the snow. It's beautiful. I love it. I did it a few years ago. But yeah, I think it'd be quite fun to do a road trip series. People love it. So let's do that. Fifth
Robbery.
On your list.
The fifth on my list.
The bar's pretty high. What was that?
Just knocking over coffees left, right and centre. I would like to see some wrestling. I want to see some wrestling in Japan. I've been watching a bit of Will Ospreay, who was a popular British wrestler out there, and Kenny Omega and people like that. Kenny Omega's a guy who moved over there. I think he's from Japanese stock, and he moved over there and he had like this kind of otaku kind of character going. But he realised he needed to kind of like up his game and change it. He was famously the one who wrestled a 8-year-old girl.
What?
And there's an 8-year-old girl who wrestled wrestled Kenny Omega a few years ago, and it kind of made his name a little bit. And the little girl is amazing in it.
This is crazy. Well, I know wrestling's a big deal in Japan. My friend Sean, who you met when we were in Osaka, my friend Sean in Osaka, he is British and he was never into wrestling. And then somehow he caught some Japanese wrestling and came over to the UK.
Yeah.
And he thought it was amazing. And when he moved to Osaka, he follows it religiously now and loves it. And when I watch the videos back, they're really into it.
Oh, incredible.
You know, the acting and the commitment is on a whole other level in Japan.
And also you're in a situation where everybody watches it. Everybody from every kind of echelon. Like, it's not just a male working class kind of pursuit over there. Here in America, it's kind of a little bit low rent. It's regarded as being a little low rent. But over there, business women go there, businessmen go there, and it's not seen as being anything. It's quite a pure sport out there.
And it's really well choreographed.
Mm.
Yeah, check it out. I'm not really into wrestling that much, but even I'm pretty impressed by the dedication they kind of put into it.
I wasn't until I started doing a podcast about wrestling.
Yes.
Where I didn't know anything about wrestling, and my friend knows a lot about wrestling, and he taught me about it. And so I'm like, oh, Japan's got such a history. So every American wrestler worth their salt has wrestled in America and made a big name for us.
It's a clever Pete there. Dropping in his
Wrestle Me.
Wrestle Me,
another Stakhanov production.
Free promotion.
Mm.
Shocking. For me, though, fifth thing on my list is sit in a hot spring with a view of Mount Fuji.
Nice. I want to onsen the shit out of Sapporo when we're up there.
It's going to be hard. Sapporo's a big city.
Right.
Don't really have any onsen.
Come on, there'll be some onsens in there
somewhere. Hokkaido has great onsen. Sapporo doesn't. We can find one.
We'll find one.
But I've seen loads of people sitting in wonderful hot springs in snow overlooking Mount Fuji, and it makes me very fucking jealous.
Yes.
And I look at it and I think, oh, why haven't I done that yet? My bro, Japan, been there 8 years almost. I deserve this. I've been to Mount Fuji, and I've never been able to film it properly because every time I fucking go, it's in the fucking clouds.
Oh, dear.
And I hate Mount Fuji, but it's amazing. When you see Mount Fuji, it's just the most amazing sight.
Mm.
Beyond words. And I'd like to do it from a hot spring because it's just so nice. Sitting in an outdoor hot spring, the warm steam rising off, the snow melting around you.
Lovely.
Mount Fuji in the distance. I'm going to do that. Mark my words. And I'll film it and show you. I'll be wearing clothes.
Okay, then. Great.
That's what I'm going to do. What do you want to do? It's your last thing on your hit
last
list.
Last thing on my hit list. What have we got here? I would like to... Oh, I've lost it. I've lost it now. Can you do yours first?
I'll do mine.
Do yours first.
My one is one that I've wanted to do for years, and I think so. It's quite ambitious. And it's to make a short film for a film festival. I could make a short film right now. Wouldn't be very good.
Yeah.
Just be Chris and Pete the movie.
In a room.
Be us sitting in a room drinking coffee with no plot. But I think if I'm going to do a short film, it needs to be for a film festival to give me kind of motivation and incentive to actually make it good. I don't know what film festival it would be. Hopefully a good one. But I need to sit down and actually plan it out and get on with it. But I've been wanting to do it for like 2 years. I think I've talked about it on here a few times, but I want to do loads of things last year in 2019. But because I spent half the year editing bloody videos about a bicycle, 27 episodes of Journey Across Japan, 2019 was kind of a bit of a disappointment for me. So 2020, I want to hit the accelerator. I want to hit the throttle. I want to go full force. I want short films. I want road trip series. I want Fuji from a hot spring.
Scripted drama is what we're going to go for?
Scripted drama. I want to go Nagasaki. I want to make Natsuki famous and Sapporo snow festivals. Last thing on your list?
Big old claims.
I want it all.
What if you get to the end of the year and you've done nothing?
I'll cry. I'll cry on this podcast.
Apparently, there is a Japanese ninja group, Chris.
Oh, for God's sake.
That wants to hire a new member, must have strong aura, which I'm taking to mean smell, and mental fortitude, which of course I have in buckets, being a professional radio DJ.
You have mental fortitude.
Mental fortitude. So yeah, yes. I'm going to try and become a ninja, a professional ninja.
Where have you read about this?
In the same website I heard about the
Where in Japan is this ninja
I don't actually know.
Thing. I know there's a lot of ninjas around.
I think it's more like a kind of like a display where they do like displays about shinobi economy version.
You don't really hear much about ninjas in Japan.
No.
Kind of
I went
like
to the ninja village up in
have you? Is it good?
Kagoshima? No, Kagoshima. That's down, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's up? What's the one that's up from Tokyo? Not quite as high as Niigata. It's down the coast a little bit.
Gifu, Gunma.
Kanazawa. Kanazawa.
Right.
And there's a ninja village there where all the ninjas lived. They look like they lived very modestly, but very tidily.
Well, I always think ninjas sound really cool. More interesting than samurai. Samurai, just brute force, big swords, let's go and smash people's heads in. Ninjas are kind of stealthy and cool.
Yeah.
But you don't really hear about them much.
Well, they don't really exist that much. Yeah,
I think there was like four ninjas in Japan.
You can't get away with a lot of ninja nowadays, can you really?
But you want to be a ninja?
Yeah, I want to be a ninja. It's in Iga.
Iga, right. That's okay. Kind of near Kyoto.
Right,
it's
okay.
Just north
old school,
of
baby.
Kyoto, I believe. Yeah.
There's just so many little cities you can travel to.
There are.
There's just not enough nightclubs
in
them.
Travel.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We now turn our attention to the fax machine.
Oh, the fax machine, baby.
One from Michael. He says, hello, my name's Michael. And
hi,
I'm from
Michael.
The northeast, like Pete.
Yeah.
Why I, man, he says.
We had a guy from Middlesbrough in the last
We did. Everyone from the northeast is descending upon the podcast. I've been a fan of the Abroad Japan channel since I went to Japan in 2015. I was climbing Mount Fuji with my girlfriend and we came across your video.
Ooh.
And I've been a fan ever since. Sore point, those damned Yoshida brothers. Yes, for those of you who don't know what that means, back in 2013, I made a video about Mount Fuji. It was the most watched Mount Fuji climbing video for like half a decade.
Mm.
And then I used a copyrighted song by the Yoshida brothers, a really cool band. And Sony or whoever it was removed the video from YouTube, and now
spiked.
Nobody can watch it.
Big old bums.
And apparently, my friend, a friend of mine, Norm Tokyo Lens, another YouTuber.
Oh yeah,
plays shamisen with the Yoshida brothers, famous playing. Yeah, and he asked them. He was like, "Oh, is there anything you can do?" And they're like, "No."
Yeah,
there you go.
No, we can't.
There you go. Forever lost. Anyway, I'm currently ill in bed, so you guys are helping me through this man flu. I applied for the JET program last year and was made an alternative, but I was never upgraded. I've been offered an interview again this time, so I'm hoping that having my degree, documentation, and that I'm applying again will work in my favour. Do you have any advice for the interview for me, please? Hopefully I'm successful and I can buy you a cider in Japan. Cheers, Michael.
Play it cool. You've all you got so close. Just go, look, I've been waiting for my turn. I've been waiting on this bench.
To be fair, that's dedication. If you didn't get through the first time. And I know a lot of people that did actually apply the second time and got through. So
there's a shot of Harry Kane and the footballer Jamie Vardy, not that Harry Kane isn't a footballer, both on the bench for Leicester City, waiting for their chance to get on. And look what's happened. They get on, they flourish. So tell that story.
Do that. I mean, I don't know what that means.
Through diversity.
I don't know what football is. But yeah, do that.
Just go to a football match.
No.
No. No, get out.
Get out. Football. No, just go for it. Be extrovert, be happy, be confident. Talk about how much you love Japan. Just keep saying, yeah, Japan's amazing. I love Pokemon and ninjas and samurai Japan, yeah. And give them some kind of tangible evidence of teaching.
We did
talk about it last week, actually.
We did, yeah.
Go back, Michael, and listen to last week's episode because we talked about it a little bit more in depth there. But best of luck, mate. I hope you get on the JET program. Clearly, the fact that you've applied twice and been to Japan means you're someone who very much likes Japan and has a lot of dedication. So I suspect you might get through. And the fact that you've been is very good as well. They like that. Because not a lot of people applying to the JET program have actually been to
Japan,
including me. I'd never been.
I see. Yeah. I'd be annoyed if I applied now. And just I might just apply just to see if I get it.
Out of principle.
Just out of principle.
And they're like, no. Like,
no.
Do you know who I am?
You fucking...
I'm 50%.
You fool.
I'm 50% of the Abroad Japan podcast.
I know the word for boobies.
And if, that's and all
if
you need.
School kids.
And five kanji characters. That's all you need. Got one from Lawrence. Do you want to read it out, Pete?
Hello, Lawrence. Hello, Chris and Pete. Love the channel, love the podcast. Been watching and listening from the start. Ooh, look at you, special brew. After years of Chris's content, I finally made the jump and moved to Japan in early 2019. You mentioned in the latest podcast about Christmas in Japan, and I wanted to share a little embarrassing story I had about how it's different from the West.
Oh.
One of the many difficulties in moving to a new place is finding a hair salon slash barber that you're comfortable with. A few months ago, I found such a place and make small talk with my limited Japanese with the hairdresser each time I go. She told me around early November that she'd recently broke up with her boyfriend of 8 years and so was not looking forward to Christmas as it's more like Valentine's Day in Japan, she says. Fast forward to December. As I was leaving the hairdressers, I wished her and the other attendants a Merry Christmas. This was a mistake. I could immediately sense the tension in the room. And looking at the hairdresser's face, I could see the pain I brought. I awkwardly apologised and shuffled my way out. As a Westerner, wishing a Merry Christmas around at this time is just automatic. But in Japan, Christmas holds a different meaning. Christmas is a holiday for couples. And if you're single, maybe a cruel reminder of heartache and loneliness. Have you had any experiences like this, Chris? All the best, Lawrence.
That's a really weird situation. So let me get this straight. Someone you know broke up with a boyfriend, 8 years, wasn't looking forward to Christmas because it's like Valentine's Day, which is kind of true. Couples in Japan treat Christmas Day like another form of Valentine's Day. They sit around, have a little bit of KFC,
right?
A little crappy cake, and it's romantic, apparently. the fact, you know, when you brought it up again, oh, have a great Christmas. I'm sure they didn't think. I'm sure it wasn't that awkward.
What
maybe
you're
overthinking it.
Yeah.
I'm sure if he'd gone, have a good Christmas. Oh, you're single now, way. I think that would have been harsh.
Yeah.
Don't think that would have gone down well.
No.
But because you
see you later, losers.
Have a good Christmas alone in your room.
Look, the only thing you're going to find out how bad it was when you get your next haircut, all right?
Yeah, don't go there for your haircut.
Yeah, don't get a beard trim. Don't get a straight razor done.
I think you're probably overthinking it. I don't think they felt anger towards you. I think it's fine.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is that Pac-Man?
I accidentally turned it on while I was fiddling with it. Sorry.
He's fiddling
with Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, the present I bought him 3 weeks ago. That I yet to have a present reciprocated.
No, I know.
Best of luck, Lawrence. Don't get your hair cut there. And don't worry. Don't beat yourself up about it. I'm sure she'll find love soon.
I didn't get you a present because I'm terribly lonely. And yes. Christmas is a time for couples. Right. That's why I didn't want to be reminded of it. That's why I didn't get you a present. Yes. Styled it out. Donnie stars out again. Brilliant.
I'm not letting you use that as a...
Ooh, baby.
I got one from Edwin. He says, "Hey, Chris and Pete, I saw the recent video on the grand journey across Japan and the subsequent weight battle. What is Chris planning on doing to stay true to his steps per day? Will he make random stops at 7-Eleven, resisting their snacks in the process? What worked for me was getting a stationary bike and splitting main meals to twice a day with just a fruit at lunch. I'm hungry a lot. Edwin."
I only eat twice a day, to be fair.
Really?
And I'm like, I could do with losing a bit.
God, I eat thrice a day.
Terrible business.
At the end of my cycle, my grand journey across Japan, I had put on weight because I edited 27 videos and in a room, eating crisps and drinking shit.
Edited, more and like, ha ha ha.
And I put on loads of weight and it was rubbish. But then I started doing 10,000 steps a day.
Right.
And that helped me lose weight.
Mm, yeah.
So just get walking. I do walk past a lot of convenience stores when I'm walking. And sometimes temptation does get the better of me.
Oh,
and on the gate,
my pornography.
Fried chicken is my pornography. I wander in and I think, I'll just get a bit of water.
Yeah.
A bit of water. I'm dehydrated. I've been walking 10,000 steps. Oh, that's for fried chicken. And then I completely negate
journey.
All the hard work, 200 calories burnt off, put back on, one foul mouthful.
It's annoying, isn't it?
It is annoying. God damn it.
Why is healthy food so disgusting and why is nice food
well,
so
delicious?
Well, you
say delicious? That. Bananas are good.
But I mean, they're good, but you can't have lots of them.
There's one thing I want you to take away from this podcast.
Potassium crazy.
It's that bananas are good.
Bananas
but
are good.
Those are the things we want to do this year. Quite an ambitious list.
Yeah.
What do you want to do
there in the end?
In 2020, ladies and gentlemen?
Let us know.
Keep your messages, comments, stories coming in to broadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com. But for now, I hope you're having a good start to 2020 so far. We'll be back same time next week to do it all over again.
Yes.
Have yourself a great week,
bye-bye.
Wherever you are. Out there in the big wide world.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.